إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد الحمد لله we will sum up the for the 4-5 days or more that we were talking about as far as the ayat of Surah Al-Asr are concerned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all of mankind is in loss except for people with these four qualities. So it's not four kinds of people, it is people with the four qualities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that mankind is in loss, and I tried to briefly tell you and show you from our current experience of this world of how the decisions that we take are so self-serving and so destructive. And then as it's been my experience in all of this kind of other reminders and various things that when I'm thinking about a topic and so on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes information to come. Yesterday I got information to say that to keep milk prices at a particular level, in the US, in the state of Massachusetts, they slaughtered 500,000 cows, milking cattle, to reduce the supply of milk. Can you imagine? There is no mercy, there is no raham in this world, Allah. 500,000 animals were killed just like that. 500,000 animals were killed just like that because you want to keep the milk price at a particular. I mean, you can keep the milk price at that level by giving away the milk for free to people who don't have it, to people who need it. It doesn't have to come into the market, so the price does not have to be affected. But no, 500,000 cattle just finished. Ajeeb, this dunya, Allah, la hawla quwwata illa billah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And this is the world we are running after. This is the world that we are running after. May Allah save us from ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. The one who has iman, iman leads to doing things which support that iman, which is doing things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing things in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and doing things which are for our akhirah, because this is iman. Iman is tawhid wal akhirah. So those things which are for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are according to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which are for the benefit of our akhirah, this is good deeds. These are the amal salih. So a person who has iman and who supports this iman and proves this iman before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his or her actions. Because iman is not an intellectual concept. It's not a question of understanding iman. It's a question of believing it, of having iman. You can understand iman. If somebody says, what is it Muslims believe in? Muslims believe in this. Are you a Muslim? That's the question. If somebody says, are you a Muslim? And you say, no, I'm not a Muslim. Then what Muslims believe or do not believe has no meaning. Do you believe? And if you believe, then that belief has to be supported by the relevant action. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah has to be supported by salah. And so forth. So, iman wa amalu salih. Wa tawasaw bil haqq, inviting others towards those good things. And as I said, this is the nature of the human being, unless it is completely corrupted. The natural tendency of the human being is what he or she likes to share. Anything, you like some good food, you want to share it. You have some, whatever it is, people like to share, people like to give, people like to share their experiences. If they find some danger somewhere, they will warn people. If they find something good, they will tell people, and so on and so forth. So, inviting towards haqq, what is the best of the haqq is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And that's where Da'watul Islam comes in, which is that Alhamdulillah, I have found this for myself, that this is the best way, therefore I invite you towards it. Not for any benefit, not that we get some subscription for that, nothing. Only purely for the pleasure of it. And then, وَتَبَاسَ بِالصَّبْرِ. And if any conditions come, and because As I said yesterday, we live in a corrupt world, we live in a world which is upside down. If you invite people towards evil, then you get praised. But if you invite towards people towards good, that's when you get resistance. I mean, ajeeb dunya. But that's how it is. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Watawa sabir sabr. Have sabr. If somebody is resisting because you are inviting towards the good, if somebody is abusing you, if somebody is hurting you, if somebody is attacking you, don't react. Do not react. Don't go, don't fall into that spin. If somebody curses you, curse them back, makes no difference. Then you and the other person are the same. There is no difference between you. So don't react. Let them say. It doesn't matter. Let them say. Let them say whatever they want. And if Allah wills, then that your silence will become the biggest da'wah. Your silence will become the biggest da'wah. We must not allow our Amar bin Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar to become a bigger evil than that which you are stopping people from. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah said this. He said, do not allow your admonishing people become a bigger evil than that which you are admonishing them against. If somebody is doing something wrong, the way you correct the person is so horrible that actually that wrong is worse than, that wrong is better than what, how you corrected them. And it is a natural tendency of human beings, even if somebody is doing something wrong, if you attack the person personally, then the person's attention shifts from what you are saying and he is stuck with how he was attacked. This is a natural. So instead of attacking the person, you talk about the action, you talk about whatever the person has said or done. Don't attack the person. So this is what Islam is teaching us. Iman wa amal salih wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr, invite towards the good and bear whatever condition comes and difficulty comes with patience, without any reaction. Yesterday we went to for taziyat of somebody who passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. And the people around there, his family and so on, they were saying how, they said, you know, our father, he was never in anybody's matters. He didn't interfere with anyone. He was not a man of this world. He's always focused on the akhirah. Anytime you talk to him, he'll say, I'm preparing for the akhirah. And always he would be the first person to help others, always big smile on the face and so on, all good things, alhamdulillah. So I said, this is beautiful. And then I was thinking to myself that how nice that man's own life must have been. I mean, apart from the akhirah. Because if you don't interfere with anybody, nobody interferes with you. If you always smile at other people will smile at you. If you're always trying to be helpful to others, others will be helpful to you. Or at least they will say something good about you. So even life in this dunya, if you live it like this, which is focused on the akhirah, Allah will give in the akhirah, inshallah, and Allah will give beyond what we can imagine. But in this dunya itself, your life becomes so nice. Everyone has a good thing to say about you. People, you have good relations with people. You've got nice friends. You know, people invite you and so on and so forth. Whereas if you are an interfering kind, you know, you're always in somebody's other's matters and what is he doing, what is he doing, so on. And now, it makes your own life miserable, apart from anything else. Apart from giving you, you know, in the akhirah, you're not getting anything. But your own life becomes miserable because now you are involved in all kinds of things which, I mean, they're not worth getting involved in. And you are getting your blood pressure up and everybody else is getting their blood pressure up. And what does it solve? Nothing. Apart from ruining your own life and, you know, making people, there are people who become like a curse. You say, oh my God, he's come back. Who wants to live like this? When somebody, if such a person dies, you say, alhamdulillah, you know, the earth is now freed from that burden. Earth doesn't have to carry this burden. Why do you want to live like this? Whereas when you live a life like this gentleman lived, may Allah give him Jannah, even when you die, people say, Allah subhanAllah, such a good person has gone. Other people try to be, one of the young ones there, they said, you know, all the good people are disappearing. I said, no, they don't have to disappear. I said, you are the children of that man. Right? So you are talking about his goodness. So now you emulate him. Why do you say good people disappear? Why should they disappear? No need to disappear. The fact that you had an elder who was a good person is motivation for you to become like him. There is no need to say good people disappear. Why should they disappear? People say, oh no, all the ulama are dying. Yeah, ulama are dying, but that doesn't mean you have to be a jahil. You point to, you know, you point to the, my grandfather had this library of 10,000 books, mashallah, mashallah. Did you read any of those books? Or are you only pointing, you are a tourist guide, you are pointing to your grandfather's books. My grandfather wrote so many books. Your grandfather wrote all those books, you can't even read one book and you think that's a credit to your grandfather. Who stops you from reading? Who told you not to read? The whole point is that if we want to, you know, do something about ourselves, right, then nothing in the world stops us. Nothing in the world stops us. Somebody says, oh, those books are in Farsi. I said, William Dalrymple learned Farsi. So who tells you you can't learn Farsi? If you want to read, the books are in English. Since when is English your mother tongue? अंग्रेजी सीखने को आता दूसरी जबान अपनी खुद की जबान सीखने को नहीं आता अजीब सो द पॉइंट इज दैट दिस ब्लेमिंग अदर्स एंड सो ऑन इज इस्लाम सेज दिस इज योर दीन फॉलो इट ईमान अमल सालेह व तवासुल बिल हक व तवासुल सब्र देन इंशाल्लाह गुडनेस डजंट हैव टू डिसअपीयर फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड गुड पीपल डोंट हैव टू डिसअपीयर फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड दे जस्ट रिप्लेस्ड वन जनरेशन ऑफ गुड पीपल इज रिप्लेस्ड बाय अनदर जनरेशन ऑफ गुड पीपल अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह. The individual is not important. There is no cult in Islam. There is no, you know, person worship in Islam. It's the deeds. It is the principles that we stand for. And if we follow those, alhamdulillah, there is no need for any good to disappear from the world. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us good people is so that we learn from them and we emulate them. Not just that we pay lip service and we talk about the greatness of so and so and we have this Jalsa to celebrate the greatness and the, you know, of so and so who died, and then you say, okay, now how many people are in this Jalsa who are trying to emulate that person? Nobody. You just have this, make some nice speeches about the greatness of so and so, and then that's it. That is not why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us. Allah sent us to emulate, Allah sent us to learn and to propagate that so that other people then are. They are attracted to Islam. People are attracted by what they can see and feel and taste, not by listening to talks. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take lessons from the seerah, to take lessons from the Quran and Sunnah, and to follow them and to apply them in our lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our faults in doing that and to help us to do that better and to accept it from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.